Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. The overnight trade made new all-time contract highs in corn and soybeans. Will we see follow-through on the opening bell today? We'll discuss that in just a few moments with Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called flat to weak amid uncertain demand, with at least one and possibly two plants in Iowa unable to slaughter. Terminals are called steady to lower, with top prices from $43.50 to $49. Peoria is called weak to 50 cents lower today, with a top price of $43.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, June 13th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,992. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $65 to $71.50. The weighted average was $68.34. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.20 to $55. The weighted average, $53.66. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,006, the base price range $61.50 to $72.50, the weighted average $70.23. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.64 to $56.25, and the weighted average was $52.44.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the Agricultural Council of the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, presenting Come Wine With Us this Thursday, June 19th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Hardy's Reindeer Ranch in Rantoul. The event will feature information on local agriculture, wine tasting, and live music.
And we'll be out at the Reindeer Ranch. Come out and visit us. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we are looking at a little bit drier weather coming in for the next few days, which has to be helpful across the Midwest, although believe it or not, it may be a small pocket, but right here around Champaign-Urbana, some of the top soil is getting dry, which means that some fields around here at least can be accessed, but not far to the south of Champaign-Urbana, very wet soils remain from the heavy rains that really came a little more than a week ago, the weekend before last. There's even some counties, including Clark and Jasper, Crawford, Richland, and Lawrence that are under flood warnings in general. And of course, rivers are in flood right now. The areas that are wettest across the Midwest, parts of western into central Illinois and across central and parts of southern Indiana and southern Ohio are pretty wet. The area from along I-70 from around Effingham to just south of Indianapolis and over towards Cincinnati, Ohio, the ground is very wet. The ground is wet also in west central Illinois and northeastern Missouri, and it's very wet across southern Wisconsin, far northwestern Illinois, almost all of Iowa, northwestern Missouri, eastern portions of Nebraska, and southeastern South Dakota. Very wet conditions there. It's also rather wet in Michigan and southern Minnesota, the exception being far southern lower Michigan. So there are some areas where field work will be able to proceed where it's needed across northern Ohio, far southern lower Michigan, northern Indiana, northeastern Illinois, and also in far southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana. But much of the Midwest remains wet. And rivers are at record levels across much of Iowa and southern Wisconsin. Rivers are in flood across much of Illinois and Indiana and northern Missouri as well. And some of the bigger rivers that these smaller rivers drain into will yet to see the water levels fall for some time, as the crest on some of the rivers, such as the Mississippi and Ohio, as you get downstream in the Midwest are more than a week away, and flood warnings are in effect until further notice. This is affecting transportation. This is affecting fields in the low-lying areas in the floodplains of rivers, and some of those areas are not going to dry up for quite some time. The flooding in Iowa, as you've heard on the news probably by now, is just unprecedented. Many record river levels were shattered, and these river records go back a couple centuries. And the level of the Cedar River in Cedar Rapids, for example, crested about 32 feet. The previous record set back in the 1920s was 20 feet. So this shattered the old record by 12 feet. And that's just unprecedented. It does look like problems with rain will develop out in the western Corn Belt again later this week. So some of those really wet areas are not going to turn dry anytime soon. And the weather pattern becomes a little more favorable for rain out that way again next week. So some areas are just not going to get planted or replanted the way it looks. But for our area, it looks like generally dry weather this week. And across Illinois and Indiana, there could be a little disturbance that moves across on Wednesday, late Wednesday, and then later in the week, some more showers and thunderstorms could come out of the northwestern areas and hold together. But right now, we're not looking for widespread heavy rain across Illinois and Indiana. And by the way, when I say the next chance of rain, there's still a chance of some showers and thunderstorms in far southern sections of Illinois and Indiana and far eastern Indiana today. But most areas are turning dry. Temperatures this week will be running a little cooler than average, with highs generally in the 70s north and low 80s south, and lows mostly in the 50s across Illinois and Indiana. Warmer air will return next week. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat open at 937, up 12 and 3 quarters, last trade up 9. At the Board of Trade, July wheat open at 895 and a quarter, up 13 and a quarter, last trade up 12 and 3 quarters. December 935 and a quarter, up 13 and a quarter, last trade up 12. July corn open at 752, up 20 and a quarter, last trade up 18 and 3 quarters. December 785 and a quarter, up 20 and a quarter, last trade up 18 and 3 quarters. July beans open at 1577, up 17, last trade up 19 and 3 quarters. November 1547 and a half, the open there up 16 and a half, last trade up 24 and 3 quarters. July soybean meal open at 410.20, up a dollar, last trade up 650. July soybean oil open at 66.22, up 3, last trade up a dollar 1. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
At least off the opening bell, you expect follow-through here?
Very much so. I mean, you've got just continued talk about the flooding out, primarily in Iowa, but it's going to move down through your state, too, where as these rivers crest their way south, I mean, you're going to see flooding in the river bottoms down there, and that's going to be the big issue that we got to deal with. I am picking up talk that in tonight's progress report, the USDA will issue percent lost and abandoned acres to try and start to get a handle on how much damage has been done. I know over the weekend, the governor in Iowa was, if I understood him right, was indicating that 20% of their crop ground is lost. That seems a bit high to me because most of the flooding has been confined over in the southeastern part of the state. But so be it for what it's worth. I mean, you've still got a lot of ground that's been destroyed, and ultimately the market is trying to find that level that really begins to limit the demand out here, and I'm not sure it's found it yet as we continue to sell price and commodity out here. Argentina, the strike seems like it's back on down there, so they started arresting truckers and people that were trying to do the blockades down there. So that's not getting any better, and that continues to take beans off our hands. So you're probably going to be up 20, 25 cents in beans and be up 20, 25 cents in corn as we get going here. And we move through this week trying to get a handle on where we're at. The one thing is I think we'll stop considering the flood as being the front burner, and people are going to start looking at the supply and demand and trying to decide what is a level that starts to limit this demand.
Saw a Farm Futures online poll over the weekend suggesting that based on phone calls of producers, maybe more than 3 million acres may not be planted.
It could be. And the other thing you look at is the harvested acres. What percent of the harvested acres that we planted are going to actually be harvested?
Got to be less than 91%.
Yeah, it'll be definitely under that. And very quickly, you start running into deficit S&D tables out here, which means we got to cut demand back someplace. I still look for one of those areas to be the ethanol. I think we'll see a cutback. These guys are not making money right now. And, you know, it may come with Uncle Sam actually paring that one back and slowing that back just a little bit. Who knows what we end up doing here.
What about CME livestock today?
Well, certainly the livestock guys are hurting big time, and I think that all we do is encourage that much more liquidation with these higher grain and meal prices. I tend to think that we're going to see livestock continue to get beat up here as we move into the fourth quarter, as people start to say, the heck with it, and just liquidate herds out here. I wouldn't be short stuff out in the deferred, anything past the first of the year, but I think we've got a tough road to hold over the next 3 to 5 months here as we start to see this liquidation transpire. So I got to feel like the tone is still going to be a little bit lower for the front months on the hogs.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.